8:50 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You are tuned to Computers 235 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next 2 hours, along with Spence.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jim's here.
Bueno.
He just made it.
Just flew in yesterday from LA.
He could have missed it, and we wouldn't let him in.
I was all over it.
Yeah. And we have a guest in the studio. Tolan Wade is here with us. And
hello.
Hello. We'll get back with you in a second. Our producer, screener, where the person is, John.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Not too much.
Do we have any kind of
weather? We have
outside?
A weather.
I bet you'd love to do it this morning.
I can't wait. Mostly sunny, a little cooler today. Highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Tonight, clear and mild. Lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, Monday, mostly sunny. Continued unseasonably warm highs in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees. Right now, 68 degrees, sunny skies in Raleigh.
And it's going to be really nice. This morning show is brought to you by TigerDirect.com outlet store. Save up to 80% off name brand computers every day at Tiger Direct. They're at 1331 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. Our numbers, 860-0850, star 850, and pound 850 on your cell phone. And these are free calls. We'll just wait for you to call. We'll be here quiet, just waiting for you to call. No, we won't. So like I said, in the studio with us is Tolan Wade, author.
And British. So I hope you guys can understand me, because I do have that old British accent, but it's from Africa, so it's most probably south. It's a southern accent, so hopefully the southerners will at least understand me.
No, southerners, y'all talk funny around here. That don't sound like no southern to me.
I'm getting used to that.
Yeah, the question is, will you understand him?
Slowly.
Speak slowly.
I'll try to speak the Queen's English. Mm-hmm. I'll kill it.
And Tolan wrote some books here.
It's been an immigrant in the United States like everybody was at one time. You do get phenomenal opportunities in this country to do lots of things. And writing is one of them. That's one of my loves. Of course, you're going to wonder why I'm on a computer show, but we'll come to that in a minute. It's a trilogy of three books that I would say is a cross between Benny Hill, Monty Python, Indiana Jones, Titanic, and Roots. It's got a little bit of everything in it. It's funny. It does have computers in it, but computers that you're never going to believe when we get to that. And being Sunday, I'll try and keep my language at least to a Sunday quality.
Thank you.
I want to go back to what it's a little bit of. It's got some roots, Indiana Jones. Like, whoa, man, that's a reference right there.
It's called the Tolan Trilogy. It's three volumes of British comedy because no one wrote a sequel to Monty Python, so I decided to get off my butt and do it. And I know that most computer people, being very intelligent people out there, understand comedy. It takes intelligence to understand comedy, and good old British comedy doesn't have swear words in it. It's purely good, eloquent language spoken without four-letter words. So I only use three- and five-letter words, so you guys could understand it out there quite easily.
Let's see. Me. I think that's two or three letters.
Are you a fan of Douglas Adams?
Yes. Mine is not as long as Douglas Adams, but we were born within about 2 months of each other. He was born in Cambridge, England, and I was born in Bromley, Kent. And I'm not as wacky as Douglas Adams, because there, as far as I'm concerned, there is no restaurant at the end of the rainbow.
But you... Go ahead, Spence.
I just did British comedy, but science fiction like that, like Douglas Adams and the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Uh-huh. If you haven't read those two, it's very, very entertaining, but you have to be in the right kind of mood, and you have to be able to appreciate British humor, because it's just, some people, it just isn't funny, but it's hysterical.
I know, but I just hope that Tolan doesn't have a crystal ball where he wrote his the future of the reason why he's here about computers. I hope this his prophecy doesn't come true.
Well, I hope it does, because the prophecy is a lot of fun, purely because when you write in the future, you can write whatever you want. And we live in the generation of computers. My father lived in the generation of air travel, where he saw, you know, one of the first aircrafts ever take off, and saw a 747. You know, we young people have gone through the world of 256K computers, and now we have computers that I don't even understand what they do, but I do know my brain is still intelligent than all of them.
Do I have a story for you? Where is that?
You found a brain?
CPU smarter than every human brain combined by the year 2060.
Yeah, but does it have reason?
Go ahead.
Computers will be able to outthink the entire world population put together within the next 60 years, the head of Lucent's research division has forecast. So this isn't just some wacko, it's some Lucent technologies. Let's see, come through the story here. Oh, first, though, phones will be able to tell how their owners smell. Bell Labs president reported. It's like, smell-o-vision phones will come in 5 to 10 years. So I guess the phone will know who you are. It's like, oh, you're not my owner, you can't use me, or whatever, something like that. I'll have to keep reading through here to find the part about the 2060, but I saw that headline. I'm like, oh, got to read that story. Quote here, if nanotechnology maintains its current pace of development, it will give birth to a computer that has more information capacity than the equivalent human brain by 2060.
So if you took all the humans on Earth and combined their brains, this computer would be
smarter than them.
Smarter.
If you did that, they would explode.
No, didn't you see a man with the screaming brain? You can do
Jim,
that.
Jim, is this going to be Skynet or the Colossus, the Forbin project, or one of these things where you got...
I have no idea.
The computers take over the world?
No, I just thought it was an interesting headline, the fact that he just said we're smarter than...
Well, I mean, you're coming close to what Tolan is telling in his...
Well, at least I know in the future every computer will think my book is a load of rubbish then, right?
So we come to the third book. Let's go directly to that.
Well, you know, you can't start at the third book if you do a basic interpretation of the first two. The first two is the past. It's to do with an Irish family going around the world, and I know there's a lot of Irish people, at least Irish descendants in this part of the world, because I've been on a book tour since November last year. Started in Portland, Oregon, and ended in Raleigh, and enjoyed Raleigh so much that I actually uprooted from Park City, Utah, which was a nice place, and I've come to Raleigh purely because, A, it's got a one-ninth of the state has got fishing, is underwater, which is, to me, phenomenal. And secondly, the people are the most friendliest people I've ever met going through the whole United States.
Really?
But to go to book one is the past. It's an Irish man trying to get out of Ireland, and he doesn't have enough money to go to Boston, Massachusetts, so he has to go to Scotland. And, of course, in Scotland, he has to learn how to wear a skirt, listen to screeching heavy metal music made by bags underneath other men's armpits, and, of course, drink gassy beer, which is extremely bad for an Irishman's constitution.
This is true.
Especially when trying to impress members of the opposite sex. So it's a good old bit of British comedy. Book two goes into the present, and, of course, when you go into the future, then your mind can totally run amok on what's going to happen, and very much like 1984 with George Orwell trying to predict Big Brother, etc., is I wanted to not do science fiction, but a true interpretation of the future, of what computers are going to go. So in my book three, Dell and Gateway, actually, very much like Jim said, you know, control the world.
Dell and Gateway. People? Well, no, I don't want to say
I could have put HP in there, but I couldn't spell HP. It's a two-letter word.
But he forgot the word G-A-T-E-S, or a descendant thereof.
Oh, yeah, Bill Gates.
Well, Bill, yeah, but he's an
artist. No, but he's a human.
True.
As much as you'd like to think that he's not, he is.
No, he looked very human this past week.
So, Dell and Gateway, or our computers, are actually taking over the world.
Yeah, in a very funny way, because computers start learning to think for themselves. I think they already do. Am I right, Jim? Since you seem to be an expert on those,
I'm standing here thinking amongst you right now.
There you go. And, you
amongst.
Know, as Jim says, it's not going to take long before your computer turns itself off and goes on strike, right? And decides not to work on Saturday and Sundays because it's, you know, vacation time.
Mine does that on a random basis anyway. Sometimes I'm not going to work anymore. Yeah. Blue screen.
Anybody who can live with the blue screen.
That's a computer on strike is what it is.
Yeah.
Blue screen. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But it's the cleverness with which the computer how the computer decides to not work. Suddenly your start menu doesn't work. I got to open this application, but you can't get to it. Everything else works.
We'll talk about it when we get back. We need to go on a break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 50 and pound 50 on your cell phone. And these are free calls, like we said. And we're talking with Tolan Waite, author of Banking, Beer, and Robert the Bruce. It's a trilogy, though. I mean, it's the Tolan trilogy is a trilogy, right?
Well, my trilogy is three books, where Douglas Adams' trilogy was five books. I don't think they could count that well in Cambridge in those days. Of course, they didn't have computers to count when he was at school.
I'll come up with my own trilogy with one book.
So it's a trilogy of three books, yeah. And the first one is Banking, Beer, and Robert the Bruce. It's to do with this Irishman, as I said, going through Scotland. And, of course, in, you know, the 1800s, they didn't have many computers in those days. They just had bars and beer, and that was about it. Book two goes with more into the present, going through Africa. It's actually a true story. I call it faction, which is fiction based on true facts. And my mother's disowned me because I bought all the skeletons out of the family closet to write this book. A lot of it's true, but book three goes in the future, and that's why the third book is called It Could Happen. And that is literally a generalization of the book, is that I want people to read a book that where it actually could happen, very much like 1984.
Now, the third book is not available yet, right?
No.
When?
Oh, be patient.
When?
First book came out last November, and I've been doing a publicity tour of the whole of the United States. And, you know, you guys have got a pretty big country here. Takes a long time to get around the United States, especially walking.
Or on a bicycle.
I mean, Forrest Gump found that out. He went across a couple times, didn't he?
Yeah. Had a long beard.
Mm-hmm. It's a big country. This is a massive country. There's a lot of people in this country. And book two comes out towards Christmas this year, and book three is going to be ready November next year for next year's Christmas. But being a trilogy, you have to, of course, read book one and book two. Being a Scotsman, you know, I have to make sure that everyone gets their value. Book one and book two before you can get on to book three.
Well, are you telling me that Africa is not big?
Well, Africa's broken up into lots of little parts, and if you go too far in one direction, you could get shot, so you don't go very far.
Stay away from those parts.
Oh, boy. Okay.
There are a few places in the U.S. where that's true.
Yeah.
Jim's gotten into trouble a couple times.
I was in L.A. I could have gotten a lot of trouble this past week.
Especially in the blackout.
Yeah? They'll get you.
That L.A. The electrical blackout in L.A. happened as I was heading into Los Angeles. My flight was due to leave here, I think it was like 2 o'clock, and like at the same time in LA, city went out. By the time I got there, everything was back on again. But Microsoft was nervous, very nervous, about the conference having a major problem happening if they have no power.
Well, that's a good reason to have to reboot.
Yeah, this is true. Actually, during the keynote,
have an excuse. Oh, we lost power. That's why. That's right. We lost power.
During the keynote, Bill actually addressed the actual power outage in L.A. He goes, you know, I have been quoted as saying that the Internet and the computers in general should be a lot like the electrical grid, how it's just always there and on. Now, mm-hmm. I didn't mean the electrical grid should start to mimic the way we work. So he actually took a shot at him, so it was pretty good. I'm like, not too bad. That was pretty good. But, that whole power outage in L.A., that was not good.
But it's never good.
Some guy,
come on, it's never good.
Some guy plugged something in wrong, or cut a single cable, or I don't remember what the exact story was, but a guy plugged something in.
Yeah, it was human error, and it started a chain of events that shut everything down.
You mean somebody can unplug one plug and turn off everything in L.A.? L.A. is only on one outlet?
It's kind of like the power, it's kind of like the power out in the Northeast, where it's like the trigger, a series of events starts taking things out, but one guy cut a cable, plugged something in wrong. One guy did something wrong, and the whole thing cascaded down like that's not good.
How did it go?
Well, they said it had a lot to do with the software that was controlling the system, that once the initial error was tripped, that if the system, this typical utility runs on what they call SCADA, which is it stands for the control system that they run, and it's not real fast. Mm-hmm. So if some of the utilities that had fiber optics controlling their running it across the fiber optic network didn't go down because they had enough advanced notice to prepare for the spike that was in the line that caused the problem. Yeah, interesting. But I digress.
All right, Tolan. So what made you destroy humanity and?
Well, you want me to get onto the juicy parts now, or shall we save them for later?
It's up to you.
And how many trees did we destroy with this?
Well, it's actually fine. It came out of Kansas, I suppose. I don't know where the trees came from, but it was printed in Kansas. And the quality I wanted for the first U.S. print was the best quality money could buy. And, of course, it's a lot better than the British copy.
I can't read this book, though.
Because?
There are no pictures
in it. It's upside down.
There are no pictures in it. If there's no pictures, I can't read a book without pictures. Are you kidding me? I need pictures.
Well, I made a font big enough, and so, if you've got bad eyes, you can read it.
There, I was going to say, that 48-point font you got there, you got two words on each page? A minute? No.
Well, it makes a hardcover 506-page book easy to write.
This is true. This is the beginning. The sea was angry that day, my friend. It takes up 14 pages right there.
Well, hopefully, let me explain my first computer that is invented by me. What's nice about the world is that I decided that I was going to get rid of all problems in the world. And around about 2010, the world starts coming together as a team. You get the United States of North America, the United States of Europe, which is already existing, and then we get the United States of Asia, which is made up of China, Japan, Malaysia, and the big Asian countries, the powerhouses in Asia.
What happened to North Korea?
He said powerhouses.
Oh, okay.
Powerhouses. Yeah, okay. They're still trying to buy their powerhouse, I think. Am I right? So, therefore, the world becomes more peaceful except for little incidents here, like maybe in North Africa and other places where we still have some
Middle East
fanatics. And human men become less warlike. Can you imagine how men lose their warlike abilities over, let's say, two generations of 30 years, whereby they don't know how to run a war anymore? And during this time, of course, the computers are becoming faster and faster, and they've got these brains now, like Jim says, that are so fast that they, scream around like crazy all the time. And they are starting to realize that they don't like this us human vermin anymore. We pollute the planet. We have to go to the bathroom six times a day. They don't. We have to eat three times a day. They don't. And we're nothing more than walking polluters. And they're trying to work through the political system of the world to be able to get into government, to get into power. And these computers have got two legs, guys. They're built like humans. You can get a male version. You can get a female version.
I'll take a female.
The early ones, of course, were more sort of on wheels and stuff like that. But by the year 2025, you could buy a HCM, which is a house control machine, and that machine was built to control your house, order your food, clean it, and do virtually everything in the house that was necessary. And you could get a model, you could get a Cameron Diaz model, you could get a Bette Midler model if you were that way inclined. You could also get a Demi Moore model, which is the one that I preferred, or you could get an Arnold Schwarzenegger model, and his main frame and his middle parts could be extended to, the wishes of any person who wanted to purchase it.
What is it, Jim?
I'll be back. Every time it leaves the room, I'll be back.
So you can extend his middle part?
Well, yeah, you can, if the person wants to extend that middle part, they can extend it as long as they want.
Give him like a 42-inch waistband? 48-inch waistband, make him really fat?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I was not thinking width, I was thinking length.
Oh, okay. For the length of the belt, beginning like a 48-inch belt.
I'll leave that to the imagination.
Kind of reminds me of Cylons. Nobody, no.
You mean like Cylons Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah. The latest generation of Cylons. Yeah.
That's bad.
Well, men need...
When is this going to happen?
And Amnon, you're not going to be here when it does happen.
I'm
sorry, old chap.
I hope not.
Yeah, it's not going to be in our lifetime.
Well,
we will be, but we won't be able to enjoy them as much as the younger generation.
Maybe not your lifetime.
Well, we may be able to enjoy them, but by the time they take over, I hope we're not here.
Yeah, but imagine having a computer that smiles at you, has got an actress's smile, and runs around your house doing everything that you wish.
Iron my shirt,
back
woman.
Back to the show.
Iron my shirt, woman. Make me dinner.
What is this, Vince? You got
to say, does it follow Asimov's law of robotics? First law is that no robot should harm a human.
Up to Tom. Whatever he wants to write in his book, he can.
But by the time this happens, Asimov would have been long dead. And they won't care anymore.
Well, in theory, they're not meant to harm us, except, you know, if you want to get whipped or whatever you do want to get now and again, they're not meant to harm us. But, of course, once you get into the robotic unions, they're starting to change the ways of life and starting to change the laws. I mean, politics, isn't it? Isn't it just straight, plain old politics?
Those unions.
I mean, my robot will not screw in a light bulb, mm-hmm. Can't. He has to call the one.
Yeah. How much money? I'm not allowed to do this. We need five guys to come and do this. We need five robots to come do this. One to turn on the power, one to turn the bulb.
860-0850, *850, and #850 on your cell phone. Let's break away a little bit from this. Okay, I don't want to get too worried, and I am getting a little bit worried here. You know, two stories in one day, one from Jim, one from Tolan about computers.
But I do.
I'm going to look at every computer that comes by my desk now. I'm going to look at it in a different way.
That's right. But just know this. You know why you can remain calm and not have to get too worried about it?
Why?
Because they'll all be running Windows. And so there'll always be problems somewhere. You know, you can always control and delete them. You know, you can write
back. What about the unpublished hooks that are in there that Bill gets to control?
This is true. So, yeah, it's all an operating system. If there's robots or software, there's operating systems, some kid is going to come up with a Trojan or a worm or a virus to put on it. I don't see a problem.
There's going to be right up at the top of the building is going to be sitting in Gatesburg. And he is.
He'll have a tape on the glasses, a little pocket protector. I'm going to get you.
So, when did you come to the States?
I arrived in 1996. I had a coffee business in Cape Town, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And funny enough, I supplied my good old friend, Mr. Nelson Mandela, coffee. Mm-hmm. For 2 years, he came into power. But it wasn't a good business being in the coffee business once the government in South Africa had changed. I grew up in Africa. I spent 27 of my 50 years in Africa. I love Africa. It's a magnet. And anyone out there that hasn't been to Africa, you've got to go there because that magnet is formed inside you and you can never forget it. It's the basic of humanity in Africa. And Africa is a phenomenal place. It has got so much diversity, it's unbelievable. But I wanted to come to a country where I'm sick of losing the money due to devaluation of currencies, due to change of political ideas. I'm not saying that, I'm not going to say get into a discussion on this politics in this station. But I wanted to go to a place where a greenback is a greenback. And this is one of the few countries left in the world other than Europe where a greenback is a greenback. And
so why didn't you go to Europe?
I spent 11 years in Europe. I'd hit enough Oktoberfest in Munich to not want to go there again. Europe's a fun place, but it was changing. It's hard to get jobs in Europe. It's hard to do a lot of things in Europe. It's more of a socialistic type atmosphere than the United States, where there is still freedom to do whatever you want in this country, as long as you smile at every politician that goes by.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, here is not a... To me, it's coming from multi-party countries. I'm glad I don't have to get into politics in this country because here it's not an election. I think everyone in Europe calls it a selection. You either select one or the other. You don't elect anybody. You just select somebody. So, a lot of my ideas have come from the political arena of the United States because, I mean, it is fun to watch. But going back to computers, because this is a computer show,
mm-hmm.
It says in my book, is that a good guy, people rob or get robbed in the old days. People either raped or got raped. And, you know, as long as you didn't rape or rob a politician, you were going to be okay in life.
So you have to be careful who you're doing it to, huh?
And, of course, the book has to go through the same type of idealism, even when we get into the future. So my computers are pretty nice people until they become mean and nasty. And their main aim in life is to get rid of this human vermin that is just controlling the planet. And literally through book three, halfway through, which I'm getting into right now, and I have a special here that if anyone's really interested, I can offer a free book of volume one that I'll leave here at the station.
Oh, we're going to do it.
For anybody that maybe wants to give me some ideas and what they think could be weird, wacky, humorous, and what computers maybe, you know, what's going to happen to Q-Code. Apart from Jim, I know Jim's got 100 ideas already.
No, I've already decided I want to be the lead in the movie. I'm looking
at we'll talk about that.
Well, I don't know. But let me just explain something. My new HCM at home, of course, is a model HCM 16. She's a model type 375 and looks like Queen Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
As she was shown in history books. When my father ordered her, I don't know, but maybe my mother had ordered this particular one, especially for the reasons I'm not going to mention here. I would have ordered the Marilyn Monroe type model, 69, and I'm quoting from the book here, with full evening dress and everything. My friend Joe in Salt Lake City has one, and batteries are certainly not needed with that one. He can hardly get out of bed in the morning.
And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star at 50 and pound at 50 on your cell phone. And please call in anytime. We can talk, but the show is for you, so you can call. Don't worry about bothering us.
You're encouraging people?
I'm encouraging people.
I guess I can agree.
You have a problem with that?
No, if I did, I'd leave.
Why? Do you have a story?
I have all kinds of stuff here. Google Earth threatens democracy. Actually, very interesting story here. Recent news that South Korea is to take the U.S. to task over Google Earth images, which expose its military installations too close to the commie security, has proved a mini stampede of other peace-loving nations eager to protect their assets from prying eyes. Turns out that with Google Earth, you can get satellite images of all over the place, and you put a name of military installation in some other country, you can see what's at the installation, and I printed it out, I think it's 3 or 4 pages. It's going to be like 14 pages, and there's just a bunch of images of military installations, and you can see AWACS planes on the ground, you can see F-16s on the ground, at these different military installations.
Yeah, but it's not real time.
No, it's
That's
not.
That's the thing.
It's not, but you can get an idea of what type of stuff they have at those installations.
Today you can go to real time service and pay not that much money and get that same information.
Correct.
Well, and get real time information.
The whole idea of satellite imagery is just okay. 50 years ago, you'd have no idea what is a certain military base ever. I mean, there's certain, you know, you get some base over hidden behind some mountains or whatever.
But how does it threaten democracy?
Well, because a bunch of the other countries are saying, I think Australia chimed in here saying, no, we don't want people knowing where our stuff is. And different countries in Europe are saying, no, we don't want people knowing what's where. There could be sensitive issues like, I don't know, maybe a government is working with us on certain things. And there was a picture taken 3 months ago of an AWACS plane on the ground. And they go, well, that's a U.S. military plane on the ground you got there. No, it was never here. I mean, that type of stuff, you're looking down now on the entire country. And I can see it, some countries saying, you know, we don't want your satellites looking down on us and taking pictures. It's our country. Keep your eyes out.
It's our satellites.
That's right. It's our Earth. The U.S. owns the Earth anyway. Don't they realize that? The state. It's the 51st state. What, Earth? Yeah, have you ever heard of it before? All you countries are just counties in that 51st state. These people don't understand.
Okay.
All right, give me the name of a secret Korean military installation so I can put it into Google Earth.
Let's see if I can
see? Google. You don't have it off the top of your head.
Try K-O-R-A-T.
K-O-R-A-T.
I believe that is in Thailand.
Okay, anyway, while you're doing this.
While he's searching.
So who's going to enjoy reading your three books? By the way, we're talking with Tolan Wade, author of Banking, Beer, and Robert the Bruce. But it's the Tolan trilogy that is really what the, in the limelight here.
Well, I think you've got to be totally crazy to start with to read the book. I've got a little warning here for people that don't enjoy the book. First of all, I'd like to say, being Sunday, that everyone in my book is married under God. To me, that was important because it's something that I think keeps the whole of the human race together, is the religions of the world, whoever they may be and, you know, whoever belongs to them. I lived quite a bit of my life in Park City, Utah, and I've now moved to Raleigh, North Carolina, and somebody in Salt Lake City said to me, oh, sorry, it squeaked. Did this thing squeak at me?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
You got mice in this place? Somebody said to me, he said, well, you're moving from one Bible Belt to the other Bible Belt. Who's going to read your book? And I said, well, you know, the people that are going to read my book are happy people, people that enjoy smiling at life, people that enjoy laughing at life, because my whole idea of this book is, are we actually civilized or are we not? If we close down every single supermarket in the United States right now, how long would it take for us to go and start robbing from our friends and neighbors?
Look at Louisiana, you know.
I mean,
look at New Orleans.
It's Hurricane Katrina, I think, has brought a lot of things into the focus into the United States of America. I mean, I've lived with it in Africa. There's death and destruction every day there. But here people become very complacent with the way of life. Mm-hmm. And I feel very sorry for the people in Katrina, in New Orleans, because I've never been there, but I've heard it's a very poor area. And I'm so glad that it's come to the forefront, that people need help a lot faster. And then, of course, Ophelia, and I was so impressed with North Carolina. I mean, before it was even past Myrtle Beach, I think the whole of this state was in readiness for, you know, Hurricane Ophelia. Mm-hmm. So... And I was excited about looking at my first hurricane, of course, you know, but I stayed in Raleigh and took it easy. The people are going to read this book. This warning first, any ramblings by the author are from the author's brain cells only and cannot be transmitted to any other brain cells without prior permission of the brain cells of the author, as well as a few brain cells of the FBI, IRS, and any other government department that wants to get involved with the brain cell distribution. Sorry, but all names in this book have been changed to protect those many unfortunate people mentioned here. This is for the purpose of not giving the names to the FBI, CIA, MI5, Osama, what's his name, the South African far-right party, Noah, the author of The Life of Brian, the IRS, the INS, and any Democratic Party person that wants to get involved with them. I've also changed my name, as you will see I'm not on my book, that no one can sue, shoot, beat me up, crap all over me, or find me to do any of the above. Also, if you want to come after me, I warn you, I'm a male with PMS and own a gun license in several countries, so don't try it. Yes, I intend to get sued over this book because it seems like in this country the only way to get any sort of anywhere in life is either go to jail or get sued.
Am I right? Yeah, you gotta get sued and then take the publicity of being sued and turn it around.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And then when we have Mark call in, we have Mark sue him.
Do we call that the Joey Buttafuoco syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
The instant do something bad and become an instant celebrity?
Yeah, that happens every day.
Yeah.
And here I keep doing good. It's not gonna,
you're a good boy.
You need to reevaluate your stance there.
It's not going to get me anywhere.
I don't know. You are somewhere.
Sorry. We need to get the oil can.
We got the Tin Man in here.
Is that better?
I have a an addition to put onto the autoresponder.
Yeah.
I came across last night an interesting, talking about technical issues here for a second. How to speed up Firefox. There is actually some tweaks you can do.
Get a new,
in
Firefox. Faster computer.
That's where I was going to go.
There are actually some things you can do in Firefox to actually speed it up quite a bit by enabling. If you go into Firefox and you type in on the line the command.
What do you mean on the line?
If you type in on the location.
Yeah.
On the URL location area. About colon config, one word.
It's going to bring
it opens up all of the configuration rules to Firefox, and there are a few in there called pipelining. And once you enable pipelining, if you have a broadband connection, pages load really fast.
Okay,
much faster than normal.
Now,
And it's easy to do.
Famous last words. Don't hold any of us responsible.
That's right. If you try this, you're on your own.
Because you can. This is like the registry for the computer. This is the registry for Firefox.
And the way to actually
do something, you can screw it up.
It says to change settings from false to true. Uh-huh. To do that, all you have to do is double click on the value, and it will change it automatically. And then if you want to change a value, you click on it, and it actually pops open a window to say, what's the new value? So it is like it has a built-in editor.
Okay, where did that information come from?
It came from a website that I found.
I mean, is it like one of the...
Oh, it's from a Firefox...
developer?
It's right. It's not from a developer, but they got it from the Firefox engineering page.
Okay.
Well, so what was the setting again?
It's if you type in
I'm there.
About colon config, mm-hmm. and then the setting is look for network.http.pipelining. Scroll down.
And, yep, got it.
And so double click on that and change. That'll change the value to true.
Got it.
Then look for network HTTP proxy pipelining.
Got it.
Change that to true.
Got it.
Then look for network HTTP pipelining max requests.
Got it.
And change the value. It says something like 30. That's just how many requests it can make at once.
Okay.
And then it's going to have you add, click somewhere off on the screen, but not on a value, right mouse click.
New.
And it will say new integer.
Got it.
And the name you're going to call it, and this is, you really need to paste it from here. I can tell you what it is.
Oh, so you can finish.
Yeah, you need. I can tell you if you're ready to type.
We'll do it on the break.
And we are going on a break right now.
Okay.
But we'll be right back, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 50 and pound 50 on your cell phone. I don't think we ever went almost a whole hour without a phone call.
Let me take my phone.
No, I don't want you to do that.
I'd be happy to make
a call. No, I don't want you to.
There's people I can't call. You'd be surprised.
No.
Colin Powell? I can't call him.
You can't.
I can't. I've got a restraining order. I'm not allowed to call him anymore. I've been told not to.
So our autoresponder is
Computers
2K5 at 77DX.com. And if you send an email there, you will automatically receive an email back, courtesy of Mike Phillips, with tips and tricks and links and so on that we've mentioned on the show.
Right.
One will be this Firefox tweak that you can do to speed up browsing.
Jim did it, and his machine is not smoking.
But the thing is,
you have to weigh it. Look, it's taking him so long to do it and so long to get into it. Now, if it loads fast, you have to take the average. I'd rather stay with mine as is because it works pretty good. I mean,
It works slow like you.
Throw something on it. Right?
Feel free. You had to throw it. I move. I'm very stealth like. You'll never hit me.
Uh-huh.
I'm a force field up.
Tom. This is the first of the trilogy, right?
The first that I have here today is Volume 1.
When is Volume 2 going to be available?
Volume 2 is still being edited and should be out hopefully by Christmas. It was supposed to be out in November, but somehow we got stuck into the audio this year in Portugal and the Algarve in Europe because I wanted to do the old radio theater type production because a lot of people don't read books anymore.
They're listening.
They look at their brand new Dell screens like, the gentleman on my right here, Jim, and if it's not on a screen, he doesn't read it anymore.
Actually, I am not a fan of electronic readers and doing. I've got to have paper when I'm sitting here. When I need to read something, even if I'm on a plane and I could be reading my screen or reading a book and reading paper, I'll print out a 45, 50 page document and read it on paper as opposed to I hate reading on the screen.
But I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there don't have time to read anymore, and that's one of the biggest things I found touring the United States. So the thing was to get the audio out, and I wanted the old British radio theater with acting on the microphone, because with truckers, people I've met, RVers, people that travel a lot in this country, salespeople, it's a big country. They spend a lot of time on the road. Mm-hmm. And to actually entertain them through their new fancy CD player in their car is one big option now. Just go online and see how many audio rental places there are. You can go into any gas station in this country and rent an audio version of a book.
Yeah, books on tape, so now books on CD, books on that and books on that.
So we're a little late, so Volume 3, which is, of course, for you computer guys out there, is the one that, of course, hopefully you're going to want to read, is coming out in November. And to get to the end of the book, the idea is that my main aim was to get rid of humans on this earth, and they actually come back 100 years later and reinvade. Because the computers now have got complacent about war. They think they've won the world.
We didn't get there yet.
I still have a couple of ideas that you haven't heard of yet. But the main idea for the computers was that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wait a second. Will.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
I had a question about the, you're talking about the Firefox.
Speed up, yeah.
Tweak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to try that, but it got redirected like to about.com site.
You didn't type it in right.
About:config.
That's what I typed in, but it sends me to about.com.
Don't know HTTP. Just about:config.
Okay. That okay. And what was the first?
Go to the autoresponder and go to the link.
Okay.
This is too many commands.
Okay. Okie doke. Thanks a bunch.
Sure.
Bye.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
You can put that on the forums as well. Up on the Buzz forums. You could put steps in there.
Right.
We could.
No, I mean, this is what Mike is doing this
with the autoresponder
for. And, you know, there's no reason to duplicate.
What was the email for the autoresponder again?
Computers2k5@77dx.com. 77dx.com.
And another reminder, if you're like, oh, I want to get a chance to write that down, could you go? The show is available to be downloaded.
Oh, yeah.
After every week, after we do the show, we put it up on the 850 The Buzz site. So if you want to download and listen to it and go, what were they talking about?
We do, what do you call it? The podcasting.
Oh, podcasting.
Podcasting.
We're all about podcasting.
Now, sometimes it takes until Monday morning to be available. It depends how busy I am on a Sunday.
You know, priorities.
Absolutely.
Priorities.
And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Hey, 850 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You are still tuned to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next hour. That's all we have left now. Along with Jim.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We only have an hour left?
We only have 1 hour left.
We need 3 or 4 more.
I think they're taken.
Make a few calls. Make it
happen. Later. And Tolan Wade is here with us. Mr. Author. Good morning.
Good morning, Anna.
And Spence is somewhere in the building doing something. John, do we have a weather report?
We do.
Our producer, esteemed producer, screener, weather person, makes it happen here.
That's nice. Mostly sunny, a little cooler today. Highs in the upper 80s to near 90 tonight. Clear and mild. Lows in the mid-60s, and tomorrow mostly sunny. Continued unseasonably warm. Highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Currently, 68 degrees, sunny skies in Raleigh.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. And this morning's show is brought to you by TigerDirect.com outlet store. You can save up to 80% off name brand computers every day at Tiger Direct. They're at 1331 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. And online with us at this time is Mark. Good morning, Mr. Ishman.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Hey, last week and the previous week we're talking into blogs and websites that were just more or less providing critics, you know, critic sites and blogs. And this week there's been a series of reports on doctors suing to silence patient critics. And now we're seeing a big number of battles. Now, this differs a little bit from the past is, well, you're dealing with confidentiality. So if you're having these critic sites, how do you fight back if you're a doctor? So you're working with the state bar, getting permission with your bar, and making sure you have permission to to say the things you need to say to rebut the false criticisms, if in fact they are false. So it's really getting interesting out there on these blogs, and what you can and cannot do. And a lot of these people are going anonymous, so to get the identity, so you can fight back, you need to sue to get that court subpoena to reveal the identity of that anonymous user. So things are getting a little rough waters out there for some of these doctors and dentists.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Now, speaking of trademarks and goodwill, Google is finding themselves in a little bit of a heat of trouble. They launched their new Gmail back in April 2004. Unfortunately, there's been another company that beat them to the punch using the G. Independent International Investment Research has been using the mark since May of 2002. That's 2 months before Google launched its Gmail web-based email services. They tried to work with them for the past 15 months and try and resolve this trademark dispute. However, it looks like the two are going to be battling in court. They clearly have documented priority to use the G for email-related services because they clearly document their use in April of 2002. So that's going to be an interesting battle.
Does the other firm have a Gmail? I mean, is that what they're fighting over, the Gmail, or just the letter G?
Well, the G, what you do with a trademark, you file by class. And so depending on what your class, and this class is going to be with software.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have, their G stands for graffiti, an integrated text and graphics feature. And so that G for software, that's what it stands for. Well, you can only have one G in that class. Another G in that class would be infringement.
So that other company could have like G soft, G this, G that.
You could have like G for beverage. That'd be fine. And that would infringe their mark for G for integrated text and graphics software because they're in different classes at this phase. There's only a few companies.
So if someone had trademarked or gone after the letter I, like when they have iPod and I this and I this and I that, would that be the same thing?
Potentially, yeah. Huh. It would be.
Cool. Wish I'd done it.
Yeah, you should have done it.
World passed me by yet again.
Well, then maybe you can jump on the F.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Everything's factual, case by case. But I'm trying to give you some general answers there. There have been some new civil laws to fight phishing. We've talked about the privacy and security things, but financial institutions and other online businesses no longer have to take it, so to speak, sitting down when fraudsters hijack their trademarks to fool unwitting individuals to give up their financial information. California, Arizona, and Washington have recently enacted legislation that will grant these online businesses and internet financial institutions to a civil right of action. The only problem is, by the time they get a judgment, there probably won't be any money left because they'll be returning the phishing con artists will hopefully have returned the money to the innocent victims. And if there is any money left, well, now this will allow that. But hey, it's in the right direction. And speaking of data breaches, Congress right now is battling back and forth to try to put in some federal legislation dealing with security breaches and notification requirements to consumers. But if they fail, then all these recently enacted state laws are about to come into effect. And this is getting some buzz there because New York, for example, requires notification to the consumer for all breaches. There's no exception for small de minimis data breaches. So if there's been a breach, you need to disclose it to the consumer. So there's all kinds of noise being stirred up in D.C. about this federal data, national data breach law. So that's kind of interesting. Electronic Software Association is about to file a lawsuit against Michigan. Recently, the governor signed into law a bill that would ban the sale of violent video games. well, the Electronic Software Association thinks that this bill just contains language that's too vague and will have huge impact on their industry. So that's going to be something interesting because that's the first. Illinois has talked about something like this, but Michigan actually has enacted it. So there's going to be a big battle here. And finally, the FBI has put out a warning about hurricane relief and internet scams. They threw out some stats. They said there's at least 4,000 websites claiming to be Hurricane Katrina relief funds, and some of these are appearing to be fraudulent. So far, they've reviewed 2,100 sites, of which 60% are foreign and thus more likely to be phony. So I don't want to direct you guys where to put your money, but you know the Red Cross and some other legitimate...
That's the way where people should go.
...websites, I mean, organizations out there, you know your money's going to go to the needy.
While the Red Cross is great, don't forget Humane Society, ASPCA, there's a ton of animals down there.
Yeah, don't do it on a whim just because you came across a website.
Yeah.
I mean, start by, you know, saying, I want to give to the Humane Society, then go and look for their...
Mm-hmm. By the way, they didn't make a big deal out of it, but I was watching a show the other day where, I think it's the Ellen DeGeneres show, has been very heavily active in raising money for Red Cross and other charities. Mm-hmm. Best Buy came on the show. Remember I mentioned about the mm-hmm. Best Buy match?
Mm-hmm.
They gave her a check for over $2 million.
Wow.
From contributions. So the whole matching idea is working very well.
And you're one of those.
Yep. We went and made a purchase and made a donation at the register. It was very easy. They have a scan code right there. They scan it. Boop. You put in how much. You get that, Jim? Boop.
Boop.
That's the sound it made.
You know why Ellen is doing like that?
What?
She's a native of New Orleans.
Oh, she is?
Yes. Oh. So she's big time trying to help.
Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, gentlemen, that's kind of wrapping
up. Oh, okay. Tell me something. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Tell us again, what did North Carolina just pass that helps people protect their identity?
Now, they just passed the Security Breach Notification Law. It's entitled the Identify Theft Protection Act of 2005. It's similar to, like, the first one to do it was California, and we just talked about New York, every single breach, you need to notify the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as tight as New York, but it's along the same lines of the California, where if there's been a breach in your personal information, you know, that's your Social Security, that you need to be notified. How personal information is defined by the statute.
And if you don't get notified?
Then contact your state attorney general.
Okay. All right.
And there could be some major problems. But it's a great thing that now we're a part of all the other handful of states that have taken a proactive stance.
And it's just the first step.
It is.
Okay, Mark.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. And people can go to your website.
Absolutely. Go head over to my website at ishmanlaw.com and sign up for our free newsletter. And you can be put on our list to get these updates and other items that affect the internet and your enjoyment thereof.
All right. Thanks, Guy.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Talk to you.
Bye-bye.
And your calls are coming up next right here, Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 800-0850, *850, and #850 on your cell phone. And these are free calls. Now, we're talking with Tolan Wade, author of the Tolan Trilogy. First is the Banking, Beer, and Robert the Bruce. Now, people can buy it on your website.
Well, of course, on Amazon.com.
On Amazon, but
our website is the best deal for people not living in Raleigh. And can I give them the website?
Absolutely.
It's triple-t-productions.com.
Triple T Productions. With hyphens in between.
With hyphens in between. They've run out of those forward and backslashes these days, so now you've got to use other gimmicks.
So, but really the best deal for people is to go over to the flea market.
Well, if they'd like to meet me, you know, if they want to meet me and they're mad enough to meet me, the person that really will enjoy the book is the guy's got two eyes and a good sense of humor. And if he doesn't have the sense of humor, he should have one after the book, is to come down to the North Carolina showgrounds in Raleigh. I think it's on the corner of, was it Hillsborough and Blue Ridge?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there today at the Antique Market, which is the old building there on the corner.
It's right in the same area where Nabil's cartridges, where I'm going to be. Because this is actually where I met Dol.
You bringing donuts?
I'm going to bring donuts.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd like to offer a special to your local listeners if they're willing to come down. And Christmas is coming, and you don't normally get much out of a Scotsman, especially if you remember Scrooge. So anyone who wants to come down and meet me today, I'll give them a gift. They want to buy a book, I'll give them another one for free, and they can always go and give it to somebody as a Christmas gift.
And you'll sign them?
And of course I'll sign them. I'll put my paw print on it.
Okay.
What if I don't want your signature?
No, you don't have to have it. Then you don't save any money by not taking the signature.
I wouldn't want a defaced book. You know, maybe want one of those nice, clean, non-defaced ones.
You can always use them as a doorstop.
They're that thick?
They're not that big. They're not that big.
It, you know, a screen door.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Keep the screen door open.
I may just start reading it. I'm getting there.
It's not bad. We don't, you know, not by, by. I mean, I grew up in the days of Red Skelton. Mm-hmm. Benny Hill.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't use swear words in those days. You know,
no.
Comedy was clean. You
You're
could
right.
say what
yeah.
you
Especially
wanted to say
Benny Hill,
in such a way that people look forward to the trip.
Right. 860-0850, *850, and #50 on your cell phone. Now, you said that the third one is going to be already in November. You're talking November?
Next year.
Next year. Why do I have to wait a year?
Purely because, I'm not as famous as Joanne Rawlings and Harry Potter yet, and this is an adult book. Purely, I wrote for adults for the simple reason is that there's been so much produced for children these days that I do think that adults need their own type of entertainment sometimes. So I wrote it for adults. It should be read by anybody over the age of 18. It's going to be, once it reaches television, it's going to be a 52-week television series, which is going to be PG-13. It's at Warner Brothers. It's at HBO. But it's going to be, it is at the moment for adults, and I warn people that it is for adults.
Is it going to be on the big screen?
It's Harry Potter comes out once a year. I don't see why my book can't come out once a year, too.
Is it going to be on the big screen?
It was written for television. I don't know what you guys feel about reality television, but after watching Survivor 43, I think I've had enough of it. My book is a cross between Dallas and Roots. You know, we got J.R. Ewing and Kunta Kinte in there. And it's
and
meant to
together.
Be...
Mm-hmm.
I believe people want to go home after a hard day's work and have some relaxation and a little bit of humor, and I like to make people laugh. Laughter cures all ailments in my book.
Kunta Kinte is running the show over in... What in the world?
Benny Hill. I could just see people running around a table right now and run around outside.
And anyway, okay. That took away that. What was I going to say? I see you sell over there. How's sales been?
Well, we keep our reviews on the website. We like to have our input from our audience and anyone who...
So all those
So with each book I give away, I also give away a special bookmark that gives the reader the eligibility to buy Volume 2 coming out pretty soon and Volume 3 next year online. And if they buy a book from me, of course, they get it at a reduced price. So they get the whole trilogy at a very good price because it's, in this day and age, it's publication, it's publicizing the business. That is the big thing.
And you're doing a good job publicizing it.
Well, go to, TripleTProductions.com. Hopefully you're going to find the website funny. There's a little bit of everything there and a free download for people that like to,
Just read a part of it.
Just read a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, again, I mean, you can always go to Amazon. It's called Banking Beer and Robert the Bruce. Or you can go in and visit.
Well, you know,
actually,
for the Scots out there, the best deal is come and see me.
But absolutely.
If you're not in Raleigh, of course, go online, and the website should entertain you.
Yeah, it is entertaining. Now, this I've seen. I went cover to cover on that.
What if you're fresh off the boat from Ireland, you know? And you might want to come by and drop by.
Well, the accents in book one are written in the real accents. So if you are Scottish, you can understand the Scots in the book. And if you are Irish, of course, you'll understand. You know, the Irish are the most cleverest people in the world. They hit the world with Guinness bars and Irish bars at the right time. I've never seen a Scottish bar out there, you know, selling nothing but Scotch whiskey. So the Irish at the moment, and of course with computer people, Ireland is one of the, they say, the geekiest countries in the world now.
Really?
Actually, they've got a huge high-tech boom going on in Ireland right now. They're actually asking, one of the major exports of Ireland has always been its youth. It's like everyone leaves, and the Irish, I mean, they are actively trying to say, hey, come back. We need you back in Ireland. And they have a huge influx of exported Irish going back.
Ain't nothing wrong with that?
Oh, no. I mean, they're a very high-tech sector right now. They're one of the major high-tech sectors in Europe right now. Smart.
Tell them, do you do anything else but writing?
I like to go fishing, and I mean, I was out fishing at the Outer Banks, excuse me, week before last, and it's this state has just got so much going for it. It's friendly, it's got fishing. I've never figured out how to run around after a little white ball, but I'm happy to run around after fish, and I don't think golfers understand how fishermen can run around after little fish instead of little white balls, but. The state's got a lot going for it. I've had so much fun since I've been here, and I've met so many nice people.
Spence likes golfing.
There's room for both, golfing and fishing.
On the same time.
I shouldn't say I have done that.
See, the problem is with golfers, sometimes they have to go fishing for the ball.
I had a friend who was such an avid fisherman and golfer, he would bring a portable, collapsible fishing pole when we'd play golf. If there was a pond, on the way past, he'd cast into the pond. So he would fish and play golf at the same time.
He's just trying to dig his ball.
Yeah, I know. 860-0850, *850, and #50 on your cell phone. If you have a question, this is the time to call us now so that we can fit you in. I mean, I'd hate to let people down out there. I know there were few people on hold went before Mark, but
call
John
back.
Did a good job. Tell him to call back. Anyway, what you got? Yeah, I know. What you got?
Because sometimes you just need a bigger, better, stronger, faster computer.
I went and bought this.
That's why I bought this Dell, right? But no, this is going to dwarf it.
This is actually getting closer and closer to a luggable.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a desktop replacement. It's a Latitude D810. With I don't know how fast the processor in there, the Screamer M processor, 2 gigs of RAM in it, 100 gig hard drive on it, and with the 15:4 widescreen.
A lot cheaper than Alienware.
What screen? What size of screen?
15.
Widescreen.
Widescreen. 15:4 widescreen. Right. It's not the big 17-inch. Next supercomputer, NEC NEC. Next supercomputer to sit by your side. NEC announced a version of its SX8 vector operation supercomputer, whatever, can calculate some unbelievable 16 billion floating point calculations. It's small enough to fit under your desk. It's slated to ship in February 2006 with a price tag of, got a spare $109,000 floating around. Yeah, I could use one of those under my
desk. And a big disk.
It says it fits under a desk, measuring 118 inches high by 28 inches wide and 28 inches deep. It's not that big.
Yeah.
Runs on a single-chip vector processor and supports a built-in hard drive of maximum maximum capacity. I can't talk. 146 gigs. Yeah, got to have one of them. 146 gigabyte drives floating around. That's a screamer. Just sit under your desk. I mean,
you have earplugs.
I bet it'll run Windows 3.1 or XP.
Very quickly.
Yes.
Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, I'm trying to decide whether to spend some money. I probably spend too much already, but I've got a computer. It's only got one hard drive in it. I like to keep lots of pictures and music. And
is it a desktop or a?
It's a desktop.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's the? I see these external hard drives in it online, and they can run up to $200.
Why not internal?
An internal, it won't hold a hard drive.
What type of computer do you have?
It's an iMac.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you haven't got the room.
I thought you said it was a computer.
that was just cold.
Cool, very cool.
Accurate, but cold. Very, very cold.
So you're looking for an external USB?
Well, I don't know.
Completely viable option. I mean,
yeah.
There are, in a few minutes when I go over the retail deals that are out there, there is, for example, Circuit City has a Western Digital 120 gig USB 2.0 drive for $69.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought I was looking at a lot more money.
With a rebate, yep. $129 normally, and then you can get it with a rebate, $69.
Yeah, Circuit City?
Circuit City.
Okay. Just keep listening.
I'll go through.
There are probably a few of them.
There's a few of them out there. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And you have FireWire on it too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get dual. Dual mode.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, fellas.
Take care, Mark. 860-0850 *850 and #850 on your cell phone. These are free calls.
How much?
Zilch.
Not a dime, huh?
Not a dime. Nada.
Being the big gamer that I know you are.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because I know you're all over
this. Of course.
The Xbox 360 is going to hit the shelves before Thanksgiving. After months of intense industry speculation, Microsoft revealed late Wednesday that the launch dates for its much-anticipated Xbox 360 video game will go on before Thanksgiving. It'll hit shelves in North America on November 22nd, in Europe on December 2nd, and Japan on December 6th. So the gamers out there going, I want a new Xbox for Christmas.
Oh. November 22nd, that's kind of puts it in a not enough time.
Oh, no. The big shopping period, obviously, right before and right after Thanksgiving up through Christmas. Yeah. That's the plan. That's holiday placement right there to build a buzz right in November, December time frame. So you have the Xbox 360.
So
Joe will know about the Xbox. All that stuff. I'm nowhere near the gamer. I'll write software, but I don't play it.
There's another hot item for this Christmas.
What's that?
For people to get books.
Books. let me get.
No power required.
Yeah, no power required. Absolutely. That's no right. Batteries.
No batteries.
No assembly required.
Nope.
How about sleep? You have to get some sleep beforehand.
Works anywhere there's ambient light.
Yep. Right. Banking, beer, and Robert the Bruce. I love that name. I mean, it sounds, it's just like, it flows.
I'll ask. What's a Bruce? It says Robert the Bruce.
Robert the Bruce is the king that should be king. In other words, the Bruce, Scotland was always free but never controlled by England. And Scotland, of course, had a king just like England did. Did at that time, but you couldn't call him the king because the king would just go out and cut his head off.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the Bruce was the man that was meant to be king. And Robert was, in theory,
the Bruce,
heir to the throne of Scotland.
Gotcha.
Unless you Scotsmen out there want to differ from me, that is my history. And of course, thanks to computers, I can pull anything off the internet I want. And that's in theory what the Bruce comes from. It's the king that's meant to be king.
You know, I think that Tolan has a computer at home.
No, I'm thinking I like Jim the Bruce.
That wrote the book.
No. Samantha, my HDM, did not write the book. I did all the book myself. She just did the editing.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking Jim the Bruce has a ring to it.
The Bruce. You could be the king of your own household.
The Bruce.
No, that's the wife. I can't be. Maybe king of the garage. But my truck. King of my truck. That's it. I'll be king of my truck. The Bruce of my truck. Okay, I'm all over that now. I feel much better.
I wanted to use man
something
words.
Something is going haywire with that Jim here. Something is happening.
And why is that?
I don't know.
Not enough caffeine in the empty diet jar?
You were going to say, Tolan?
Everybody's a king to somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
And on the weekends, I'm a... Never mind. You should see me in the pink dress, pearls, and pumps. Oh, to
oh, Bruce. Oh, stop it, Bruce.
Fabulous.
And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. We're going to go into the retail.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. But do we have a book to give away?
Yes,
we do.
You
okay.
Do.
Hey, John. Caller number what? Give me a number. Caller number two? Oh, I forgot the number. 875-0062. Yeah, 875-0062. Caller number two gets an autograph book from Toll and Wait, Banking, Beer, and Robert DeBruce. Am I right? Is it 875-0062? Yeah, 875-0062. You know, he may even autograph it for you. So let's see who wins.
Okay, so out there in the world of retail, can you buy me? Will you buy me something, Jim?
Depends on what you want.
All right. Hey, on external drive, just a quick note here. There is a site out there called MacSales.com.
M-A-X.
M-A-C-S-A-L-E-S.com.
MacSales.
That has all kinds of upgrade options for Mac, including FireWire and USB 2.0 drives.
Okay, what? Let's hold it a second. Hold it a second.
Hold it. Hold it.
Hey, Dave. Dave.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So I guess I'm gonna have Tolan autograph it for you.
Great.
Okay, so you just want it to Dave, right?
Yep, that'd be fantastic.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay. At Mac Sales, you can find all kinds of peripherals for Mac, but FireWire and USB drives. There are advantages to FireWire over USB in the fact that they can be daisy-chained and whatever, but they do have a premium attached to that. So.
Right.
Okay, so at Circuit City, DVD plus or minus R 25-pack Philips brand, $7.98, regularly $19.99, and that's the best price. CDR 50 packs of Philips Media, $7.98, also $19.99 before rebate, and that's also a best price for today. Western Digital External 120 gig, ooh, USB 2.0, $69, regularly $129, and they have a Seagate 120 gig internal drive for $39, regularly $99. That's at Circuit City. At Office Max, 100 sleeve of CDR. Or a 50-pack of DVD plus or minus R for $15.99, regularly $37. That's by iMation. And that's also right in line with a great price for media. Western Digital 100-gig internal drive for 200-gig internal drive for $89. Can't even read my own handwriting here. Regularly $149.
Should have been a doctor.
Yes, that's true. A Sony dual-layer, dual-format DVD 16X. Internal, $79, regularly $119. 19-inch LCD for $269, regularly $329. And all of the Netgear wireless stuff on sale for $29, wireless G. That's at Office Max. At CompUSA, this is the best price, Western Digital 160-gig internal drive for $39, regularly $129. 100-pack of CDR, 50-pack of DVD-Rs for $17.99. iMation. D-Link Super G router, $29. Adapters, $39, and they have the G stuff for $19 for the router and the adapters. A 17-inch KDS LCD monitor for $199, regularly $299. And this is getting into the small portable USB devices now. A 2.2 gig portable USB drive, and this is very small, smaller than the size of a pack of cigarettes. $69, regularly $99.
2.2
gig. It is actually a hard drive. It's a micro drive. Office Small Business Edition 2006, $349, regularly $499. It's an upgrade edition, but if you need to get, and you go and take a look at the website first to find out what actually comes in Small Business Edition, because it's not the same as the regular
right.
office suite.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty good price. Toast 7, which is a very good CD burning utility for Mac, $59, normally $99. And a new device that's out there, just started to see this show up. Sling Media has a box that lets you watch TV. Any television input could be from your DVR, could be from your cable box, could be from any type of tuner on your PC over the internet, anywhere. Stick it behind your broadband network. You can be in a hotel room. You can be anywhere and watch TV from that output to your PC. $249.
So in other words, I could take this device, put it at my house, hook the cable into it. From anywhere else in the world, I can access...
Watch that cable box.
On my television. Right?
And it says it even controls... I don't know how the controls work. Now, I just started to read about this, but it says it works with TiVo. So does that mean it can control... Obviously, it means it can control the TiVo. So very interesting.
I wonder if you control the brightness.
And if you buy it at CompUSA...
Horizontal hold.
At CompUSA for $249, it comes with a pair of those Netgear power line adapters so that you can place it anywhere and give it a network hookup in the house. So that's $100 value right there, just for those the pair of Netgear power line adapters. So $249 at CompUSA. Office Depot, I don't normally talk about PC deals that are out there, but this one was pretty attractive. HP Media Center PC that's got an AMD 64-bit processor, 3200, 1 gig of memory, 80 gig hard drive, built-in TV tuner, and personal video recorder. $599, regularly $999. So this is a big sale and rebate. This is the best price. Comes with a 17-inch CRT monitor and a remote control. So if you're looking to get into the, and it comes with XP Media Edition. Not a bad deal out there. It's an HP. Office Depot continuing here. Memorex 4-gig travel drive, $129, regularly $169. A Western Digital 40-gig personal hard drive. This is, again, a travel drive meant to take with you for your laptop, $99, regularly $149. And an iOmagic 80-gig portable USB drive, $149, regularly $199. They've also got a MaxTor 200 gig hard drive for $79, regularly $129. That's the best price for that size.
It's
a 200 gig.
Okay.
MaxTor, and D-Link Wireless G on sale for $19. That's at Office Depot. And finally, at Best Buy, Verbatim, 50 pack of CDRs for $9.99. Plus, if you buy that, you get 100 free MP3 downloads. I don't know what service.
From where, yeah.
I'm saying it could be all the best, you know, salsa music from 1959, so that, I don't know. But check it out. That's worth looking at. They've got an upgrade version of Computer Associates Internet Security Suite, free after rebate, $69, and that includes antivirus, firewall, anti-spam, and Pest Patrol anti-spyware. And I do have a copy of that, which I'll be trying out and evaluating. I'll comment on that. Mm-hmm. They've got a 60-gig notebook drive for $79, regularly $129. They've got a Memorex internal 16X dual format, dual layer, DVD plus or minus R drive, $59, regularly $99. And finally, a 120-gig Seagate internal drive for $34. That's the best price for that size, and that's at Best Buy.
No laptops.
Well, they do have a...
Nothing hot.
Office Max, or I should say Office Depot, has a HP Sempron, AMD Sempron laptop out there. Pretty good deal, $499. Regular price for this would be $749. So not, I wouldn't say it was a super deal, but it's a pretty good deal. And then if you want to add some upgrades, you can bump it up to 512 memory. It comes to 256. You can bump it up to a DVD, plus or minus R drive, and a 60-gig hard drive for $65 more. So that's a pretty good deal. That's at Office Depot.
Good. 860-0850, star 50 and pound 50 on your cell phone. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to Computers 2P5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Some technical problems here, but everything is fine now. Let's see, real quick. Eric. Eric.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I'm getting a hard disk failure on a laptop computer.
Send it back to the manufacturer. Is it under warranty?
No.
Oh, shush.
It's giving me unmountable boot volume.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Then I tried to reinstall Windows, and it wants to reformat the drive and all this.
And it's not going to be able to. If it's not mountable, forget it.
Yeah.
You can check today. Let's see, who was it who had a laptop drive? I think it was Best Buy. Had a pretty good deal on a laptop drive. 60-gig notebook drive for $79.
Okay.
So if you want to try to go ahead and... How big was the drive before?
Just a 30.
30, so yeah.
There are some laptops that will not allow you to go bigger. How old is it?
This is only a little over a year old. It's a Dell...
Okay. Are you sure it's not under warranty?
Well...
some of the Dell stuff is only 90 days.
Over the internet. Oh. And,
yeah.
So, okay, I mean, I got a deal when I bought it, but, you know, then trying to get a service contract.
Yeah, if it's only a year old, then it should take a bigger one. That's fine.
Do you know anyone, if I needed to try to, I've backed up most of the data, but.
Mike's phone number?
Mike, if you could give me your.
Or his email address.
Real quick.
Give me an email address, Mike, that I can give him for
I'd like
this
phone number,
repair.
So I can say it on the air.
Or.
Mike Phillips does that kind of work.
We can announce it.
It's fine. And it's, his email is
mphillips@pobox.com.
Okay.
But Mike points out that it could be that it might be unrecoverable boot, but the data might be readable. So that's where Mike can help you. He could try to recover. Maybe the drive is on its way out, but it's possible.
These are a lot of maybes.
You need to get in touch with Mike.
Is there any way to hook up the notebook drive to as a slave on a?
You need to
absolutely, and that's what Mike can do for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Phillips with two L's?
Double L.
Two L's. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Sure.
Bye.
Okay. So we're talking. What is it? We were talking with Tolan Wade, author of the Tolan Trilogy. It's actually Ian Fleming sitting in front of us. We didn't know. You know, it's just an...
the author's name?
He's hiding behind Tolan Wade.
T. Ian Fleming.
Yeah.
Wade, I understand.
Bond. Yeah. Give him the mic. He wants to
Bond.
Say
James
Bond. But he wrote Banking, Beer, and Robert the Bruce. And you can get that book on his website, which is triple-t-productions.com. Or you can go on Amazon and get it. And it's, again, Banking, Beer, and Robert the Bruce. But the best deal for local people is to go and meet... Tolan over at the State Fairgrounds. He is right in the same area where the cartridge refill that Nabil and I do. And you can get it from him, and he can autograph it, and he's got a special that he's going to do. This is just today, right?
Just today, yeah. Just for the listeners, if they want to come and get a book, I'll be more than happy to give them one free. Christmas is coming. Might as well start the Christmas shopping. We don't use the word Fleming in our family anymore, because it's very long, but most people don't realize that James Bond was written as a comedy. It's
action comedy.
Action comedy. Of course, it's everything a man wants is, you know, to be good looking, have all the girls he wants, all the gimmicks he wants, and of course the gimmicks for you guys are the big things. M was always my big one, and James Bond, what he could dream up, you know, fancy motor cars and, mm-hmm. you know. I don't think they ever had a computer on James Bond, did they?
No. But the computers were behind everything.
They did in, what was the one about the space shuttle? This is later. This is Ian Fleming, though. This is a later. Did he write? How many books did Ian Fleming write?
He wrote the first seven of the series.
But he probably wrote other stuff too.
Ian Fleming, if you want to go online and read about him, he was quite an interesting gentleman. But he's too far along down my family to actually utilize the word. But I put Fleming on the book for the simple reason is that I'm coming out with a cookbook called the James Bond Cookbook. And
James Blonde
cookbook, and it's for secret agents and blondes that want to impress the opposite sex with cooking.
I can make cereal.
And who?
Lucky Charms.
And who do you impress with that?
And me, pretty much. The fact that it floats just totally impresses me. It's like, wow, look, it floats.
Okay.
And come down the fairgrounds if you wish. I'd love to talk to you. I've met so many nice people in North Carolina. Come and say hi. I've got lots of time. I'm there all day until, I think, 5 o'clock.
And next week is the last day of the fairground. I mean, the flea market before the fair. But you're going to be there after the fair, right?
I'm hoping, yes.
And you're going to be there even during the fair?
Yes, I'm going to be at the state fair. I'm going to be doing a book signing at the state fair. And we'll be there next week.
You're going to turn out to be just a local homeboy.
Oh, I just love it here.
Isn't that what they call him? What in local?
I was going more with local celebrity, more than local homeboy, celebrity. But, you know, local celebrity.
Well, I was told to be a local North Carolinian celebrity, you've got to be on Oprah, because they've had more authors on Oprah than any other state in the nation.
So like, you're working toward it.
I'd love to meet Oprah.
Okay.
I'll make a phone call for you. Restraining
order. You know what I just realized, though? You know how we... down here, it's North Carolina, and it's almost like it's got an R at the end.
That's
did you hear him say South Africa? It's yeah. South Africa.
Yeah, I heard the R.
It's the same kind of thing. Anyway, we're at the end of the show here. Anybody you want to say good morning to?
Good morning, Christine. Good morning, Gretel.
Anybody you want to say good morning to? Who's listening?
Good morning, North Carolina.
oh boy.
And the world, actually, because we podcast. There could be people in Africa listening to this, downloading it and listening to it.
Absolutely. Spence?
Good morning, Pam.
And good morning, Kathy, Hannah, Cindy, Nabil, Zachariah. Good morning. Mac, Norm, Ken. That's it for today. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Radio 850 The Buzz and to Computers 2K5. And thank you, John, for producing, screening, and doing the weather. Remember to practice safe computing, back up your hard drive, and update your virus scanner. We'll be back here next Sunday at 8. As usual, you can reach us also at www.850thebuzz.com/compute. Just click on the forums. Now stay tuned to Sports Sunday with Gordon, who is in Charlotte, and Steph is going to do it, huh? And Stephanie coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.